Ginger New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Well, I suppose what every journalist would like to happen to them is, well, a story just drops on their doormat without any effort at all. Well, for local journalist Brian Whelan, this is exactly what happened the other weekend. He woke up on a Saturday morning to find a leaflet had been put through his letterbox by the Ministry of Defence, informing him that they intended to place missiles on the roof of his flats for the duration of the Olympic Games. Well, a few tweets later, he suddenly found he wasn't so much reporting the story, but him speaking out about it and his concerns and him and his fellow residents concerned about it became the story itself.
Yeah, I've found out that I'm having missiles stationed on my roof for 2 months during the Olympics to be manned by a group of 10 soldiers 24/7 and protected by armed police at the door. I'm outraged. I can't imagine what went on at the Ministry of Defence that they thought that this was a reasonable plan or a reasonable thing to try to impose on people. It's so bizarre. I can't believe it still.
And so what sort of consultation and what sort of notice were you given of all this?
The first thing we heard of it was when a leaflet arrived through the door just announcing the plan and saying that this was happening, that the MOD thought this was the only suitable location. That was all we heard. Since then, the MOD sent a spokesperson who kind of stood down by the door and talked to people one by one. There's been no group consultation. There's been no proper discussion. They failed to engage at every point. The man that they sent out to meet us, he didn't even know what borough he was in. He wasn't able to say he was in Tower Hamlets. How can they have made this plan if they don't even know what borough they're in?
And what do other people think that you live around as well?
Some people think that I'm being a troublemaker by, you know, putting it in the international media. Some people think that I've made where we live a target. Other people are just equally outraged, you know. Some people are now afraid to speak up because a situation has emerged, the end point of which is that I have to leave my apartment. I had no intention of moving out, and let's just say the way things have ended up, I'll have to move out by the 23rd of July, just days ahead of the Olympic opening ceremony. So, I mean, some people do feel, you know, some people are worried to speak up, but hopefully, you know, we can get together and mount some sort of strong legal challenge and really take them on over this. Something under Article 8 of the Human Rights Act, which in a nutshell involves the right to live in your home and enjoy your home, which you certainly can't do if there's police on the door, weapons on the roof, if there's soldiers every time you leave your apartment. It's not a good way to live. It's not any way I'd want to live. It's not something that's necessary anyway. It doesn't have to be on my roof. It doesn't have to be on a roof. It doesn't have to be in a civilian property. So I'm asking the MOD to come forward and explain why they think it has to be at my house, why they think it has to be on a civilian property, because at the minute it just looks like they're flexing a bit of muscle.
Now, some people would say, well, we are where we are with this, with the 2012 Olympic Games. Now, they are a potential terrorist target. Action's got to be taken. What would you say to that?
Yeah, but this is essentially a final, very last layer of defence that can only be fired by the Prime Minister. Essentially, it's absolutely superfluous to the rest of the security preparations. I still don't understand why it's needed. I'd question why it's needed. And until the MOD can come out and say why exactly it's needed and why it has to be on a residential property, you know, I'm going to continue to ask questions.
And finally, if there's one reason you think that these missiles shouldn't be placed on the top of your flats, what would that be?
There was no consultation whatsoever with anyone who lives in the building.
Bram Whelan, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio, 92 FM.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to this kind of impromptu meeting. I don't know about you, but when I first heard about what was happening, the placement of missiles in a state in East London, I didn't know whether it was some sort of woken up into some sort of sinister science fiction film, or whether it was April the 1st, or what.
Joined now by Chris Nynham. Chris, can you just tell us what's happening here tonight?
Well, we're having a meeting here because people are absolutely outraged at the fact that they're planning to put missiles into a local estate, which, you know, is a completely insane thing to do. And they've had no consultation. They've not talked to anyone about it locally. They've just come in and done it like they occupy the area, like they're troops invading a community, really. And it's completely out of order. And we want to make sure that those missiles don't get put up in our housing.
Now, some people would say, well, here we are, 2012, Olympic Games, possibly a target, almost certainly going to be a target for some people, some terrorists. We have to do this. What would you say to people who'd say that?
Well, I'd say it's nonsense. There's no military justification for this. Don't tell me that there isn't a kind of anti-aircraft defensive cordon around this area. This is some sort of bravado. This is some sort of show of strength. And it's a show of strength that threatens the well-being of ordinary people in the area. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's not a sensible, intelligent way to go forward. You know, they haven't had any consultation. I think the reason they haven't had any is precisely because they know that people would have said, I don't think so. Once I think people start to get organised, I think they'll find there's a strength of feeling that will make it impossible for them to carry on with their plans.
Finally, if there's one reason that missiles should not be placed in East London during the 2012 Olympic Games, what would that be?
Well, I'd say it's safety. I mean, if they fire them, what's going to happen? They're going to hit a plane above the most densely populated area of London. There's every chance there can be some sort of terrible accident. You're talking about explosives, high explosives, ready to fire, being placed within metres of people's bedrooms. It's just madness.
Joined now by local resident Faisy.
I think it's actually quite outrageous because, apart from anything else, we were never consulted on having missiles put in our community, our area. Secondly, if there was any sort of potential attack or terrorist attack or whatever, I would think that those missiles would be one of the first targets. And that really doesn't make me feel safe in any way, shape or form. And the other thing is, if our foreign policy is such a sort of threat that we're sort of inviting, or we have to be afraid of kind of terrorist attacks, well then I don't think the Olympics are worth having if we're going to invite a sort of terrorist attack on that level. So I don't think this makes sense. It's certainly not making me feel safer.
MOD, hear us say, missiles here, no way. MOD,
hear us say,
missiles here,
no way.
And the Ministry of Defence, they issued a statement saying, whilst there is no reported threat to the London Olympics, the public expects that we have in place a range of measures aimed at ensuring the safety of this once-in-a-generation event. As part of the comprehensive security plan, ground-based air defence systems are temporarily at locations across London. We believe they will reassure the public and those attending the Games whilst providing a powerful deterrent. And of course, we got with us Steve Lewis, photographer. This would make quite a good photograph, wouldn't it? As
certainly
well.
Would, yes.
Yeah, I was letting these things off, I tell you.
I know, I find it quite interesting because I am involved indirectly with the Olympics this year, so within the media area, and having to go on a lot of training courses. And I've got to say, health and safety figures very strongly within all our training.
And to give you a tin hat.
I'm now sort of thinking it seemed to be one rule for them and another rule for the local residents.
Okay. All right, stay tuned because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days into the weekend. Stay tuned.
Trouble double, double. Trouble double, double.